All right, we are live. This is the MIDI Music Adventure Show on Team Talk on TVRN and Team Talk and the phone.
I'm TVRN.
There you go. Brian has called us just before we started streaming here. And
yeah, we're straight into it today. No music, no nothing.
Yeah, so there's something. I'll find something shortly. You'll see. So what's up, Brian?
Yeah.
Oh, nothing much. Too bad Quinn can't be with you guys this week since he's up in the mountains.
Ah, is that where he is? I was wondering. Let's see.
Yeah, he decided to take a big break until Monday at 9 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Ah.
Fair enough. Why not?
Yeah. Let's see. Here we go. Let's look at this.
So, as you can hear, the phones are active. You can call us 1-866-558-TBRN or 702-448-6049, and the messengers are active. Yay.
And so you haven't uploaded your newest show archives for a very long time.
It's only been 3 weeks.
Huh, it feels longer, but yeah. Yay for being busy.
Yeah, I know. I've been really busy with work, unfortunately. I just haven't had time to re-encode them and stuff, so I'll try and get to it maybe this week.
And how come you don't upload .org show archives for?
Because they're not compatible with my iPod.
You broadcast on an iPod?
No, but I listen to them on an iPod. I plug my iPod into my car when I'm driving, so if it can't play on the iPod, then it's of no use to me.
Oh.
And I don't record OGs anyway. I record the raw wave file. So that I can encode it in whatever I want. And have a good bass quality.
You're like John. How John used to broadcast used to save his show archives in .wave first.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I do.
I've thought of doing that before, but it's taxing, like, to stream and send out in .wave. You've got to have a fairly beefy system to do it. Otherwise you'll get breakups and things.
Yeah.
Arfie, you haven't done a show in months.
I did one a few weeks ago. I was going to do one last night if you... I don't know if you follow me on Twitter at all, but I usually announce there if I'm going to do a show. And yesterday I didn't because I was out with family. So that was fun.
I'm not up at midnight for your show. I'm usually half asleep by then.
Yeah, fair enough. But yeah, when show archives are available, I'll post them. And I'm sure it will get retweeted.
Let's see.
But no, you're right. I haven't done a show archive in quite a while. So,
I don't know what
there was a time when I would do shows here, and they just weren't worth uploading. They were just dumb shows. Things broke.
Oh, and what game are you going to be playing this week, Andrew?
I think we're going to try and finish the Whispered World again.
Oh,
good track.
So, yeah, the problem with it is it's basically, at this point, we're just at, like visual puzzles that I just gotta solve. So, last week, like, Arfie had to go, and no one else was around, like, to talk to, and me just sitting there trying to solve a puzzle was really boring, so I kind of just stopped.
And will you be able to do it without Quinn's help this week?
Well, Arfie's here. So, we'll be all right.
Well, if RV has to go, then who's going to help you solve the puzzle?
Well, I have to solve the puzzle. It's just a matter of literally me sitting there trying to solve a puzzle with nothing useful to say. It's just dead air. So, I need to have, like, company to talk to keep the show going while I'm trying to solve the puzzle. Like we did
and
with the Neverhood.
I can play some music in the background, or we can just...
Yeah, it's just something. Because it's just not fun. because the story is good. So it's like, yeah, we just gotta get to it. So let's see. Let's minimize this.
Oh, that reminds me. I have new things for my Juno.
Oh, yeah? Oh, that's
fine. I came on the day I think I got... Because I've now got RAM in my Juno, so I can load samples in.
Oh, cool.
Yep, so I've got a 512 meg stick in there and a 1 gig compact flash card.
Neat.
Guys, I only have one more week left until I can't call you guys for a very long time again.
Oh, no.
What's going on?
Well, the reason why I was able to call you guys because my friend Zoe couldn't do her show on the other radio station.
Oh, yeah?
Because...
Andrew, what is that?
It's Super Mario 2. Did we lose Brian?
Super Mario 2.
That's funny.
That's the answer to play to that game after the Wrestling World. Super Mario 2.
Yeah, it was alright. It was a weird game. It seems like all of the second of the classic Nintendo games was a little weird. Like, Zelda 2 was totally different than the original Zelda. You know, Mario 2.
You're to play next, Andrew.
What's that?
If you're at the Nintendo Wii, you can play the new Zelda game, Skyward Sword.
I do have it. It is still shrink-wrapped. I got it for Christmas. Last Christmas.
Oh, that's funny. So it hasn't even opened in 6 months.
I know.
That's awesome.
I've been too busy. Like, it's just ridiculous.
You haven't unwrapped it yet?
No. My Wii is sitting on the floor. It's not even plugged in. I love this part.
When did you do this remix? It sounds older.
Let's see. This file has a modified date of, 6/4/2011.
Huh. Recent-ish. About a year old.
Yeah.
That's too funny.
Isn't that hilarious? Like that. Oh my god. Oh, that reminds me of another thing. I have this file here, but where is the actual file? Let me see. There it is. Let's see. I don't hear anything. Why? Oh, that explains that.
Hello, Contra. How are you doing?
Yes, the orchestral version of Contra. There you go. And then this we played before.
Two MT32s.
Yeah. All right. So, I think we should start the game.
Yes, we'll let you go, Brian, and you can be a listener if you like.
Well, yes, still there. Because you can't stay on the line because it costs you guys money.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll let you go and enjoy the game.
Thanks for calling.
And I'll talk to you guys again soon then, okay?
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Andrew, this is amusing, but with two MT32s, you have 16-part multi-timbre and 64-note polyphony. Well, 64 partial.
Yeah, and two drum kit tracks.
I know.
Well, yeah, it's pretty impressive. It'd be funny if I just started dragging everyone that ever comes on this Team Talk into this channel. I'm always like, I don't know, like, because I don't, like, know who any of these people are who use this lounge channel. Like, so yeah, I never go in there.
Like, yeah, I don't, like, I know, like, GF is about the only one I really know on there, and Fahon if he's there.
Like, I think I've talked to those people before as well, but... Alright, so where is the Whispered World? There it is.
There's Carr. I know him, but I don't know this other person. Star Pink something something. Yeah. Oh, well.
Alright, I have double click. Whoa, what the hell just... Okay. There we go. Alright, let's try this again. So, the Whispered World. Continue game. Alright. So, oh, yeah. Yeah, so if you got some stuff to play, or I can just let this continue playing for now.
I can't do much without the missing part.
This is puzzle-solving music, if ever there was any.
Yeah, really. I'll find some cool SC88 things to play then, after that's done. This will be fun.
Oh, yeah, because you have one now, right?
I have an SC88.
Yes. Alright, I think...
I'd like to add an 8820 in the mix or an 8850 at some point. And, of course, I've got the Juno G as well, which can also play GS in a very weird way.
Yeah.
It's actually comical the way it plays some GS things.
Yeah.
It's like no reverb, hardly any chorus, and the sounds are all just different.
Yeah. Alright, is that... Alright.
And there goes my heater again. It's on the thermostat.
Oh no, that's not right. Where's... So... Ugh! Alright, what am I...
So I think the idea is we try to match the... This puzzle is a, like a castle banner thing that we're trying
to... Yeah, basically... It's the typical one piece missing... like 3x3 tile puzzle... And you got a, it's like a scrambled, it's a scrambled picture. It's a very common, like, visual puzzle type. Except there's two of them here, next to each other.
Oh. Oh dear.
But I can only work one side at a time, so it's like just doing two of them. So, yeah, I'm just basically just trying to solve this stupid puzzle.
And I'm just going to queue up something and see if this works. So this may be loud for a second. Stop. Like you can stop any time now. Oh.
I don't hear anything.
That's not even... Oh. It's not routed, that's why. Okay, good. Because that was going over XG.
Uh-oh. Okay, I think I got one side. I'm not sure.
So let's go... How do I do it? I know.
Right, I
go
that's
open with.
The one side is done. This has to
no. Be... You don't open a MIDI file with an NSF player. It doesn't work.
Well, you can try.
I could try it. I've tried
call
it.
Call it an NSF and see what it does.
Probably wouldn't do anything be funny though.
It would. Okay, this has to go up there. This. Slide.
Okay.
That piece goes. Oh, a piece goes here. Okay. I'm so close! I'm so close!
So close and yet so far.
Let's see. Aha! Uh-huh.
Right, let's turn down the EC88 mixer. Well, not mixer, but.
Aha! Uh-huh. Hey! I think I did it. Did I do it?
Oh, yeah.
Oops. Ah, no, don't go out. No, what the heck? Oh, do I need to find... I see. I think I see what's happening here.
My first song is ready.
It matches perfectly, but the color doesn't match. The missing piece has to be blue. But not just any kind of blue. It has to be the light royal blue.
Damn!
Oh.
Damn!
We need to go painting then, I think.
Yes. Oh, I thought of something funny to play.
Oh?
Yeah. Oh, let's think about this.
Alright,
the painting machine was over here. Okay. Paint blender.
Right, testing.
I don't hear anything but you.
Okay, that's good, but if I was to play this, then this is extra.
Ah!
Yes.
There was a noise.
Yep. Okay. Yep. Cool. That works.
I thought of something funny to play.
Oh boy.
Let's see.
So yeah, my Juno now takes about 10 minutes to load.
Would you put some samples in it?
Yes, I've got about probably, I'd say, half the RAM filled. Yep. Because isn't your Phantom like that? Takes, or did you take all the samples out? I forget.
I did.
Oh, hello.
Okay, here we go. The angry video game nerd.
It was one of the most successful comedies of the 80s and one of the most popular franchises I remember as a kid. There's a sequel, a cartoon series that ran for seven seasons, a huge amount of merchandise, and a lot of action
figures. I liked his Christmas thing a couple years back.
Oh, yeah.
It was awesome. You got the Ecto-1, you got Slimer, the Marshmallow Man. Yeah, he's a little dirty, you know. The dog shoved him up his ass. You had all the Ghostbusters. Then they came out with versions that made facial expressions. Then there's this car that turns into some praying mantis or something. Then you had all these weird ones I don't even remember from the show. This one, I don't think... Boy, that's not mine. Get that the fuck out of here.
And every kid on the block needs a proton pack. And even though it's plastic, in our minds, it's an unlicensed nuclear accelerator.
Then you got the ghost trap, which doesn't work anymore because it's a piece of shit. Then you got the PKE meter, which always reads 0.03 and always shows a ghost.
So, I just wanted to take you back to the 80s, when Ghostbusters and Nintendo were the best things in the world. Now, the Nintendo Entertainment System, I believe, needs no introduction. So, when we heard that a Ghostbusters game for Nintendo was coming out, we were so excited, we shit our pants. It came out our asses and we rocketed through the roof. It was two of our favorite things coming together. Should have been like
PTT's
bread and butter,
broken.
But more like dead skunk and dog shit.
Testing?
You pop this piece of crap in, expecting Ghostbusters.
There you go.
What do you get? Well,
it's just
because
of the
got
all
the
ambient
there.
Noise.
Looks promising enough.
But are you willing to bet that it's going to get really bad once you start playing? Yeah, well, guess what? It gets bad as soon as you press the start button. The fuck was that?
Ghostbusters!
Now, don't
I have a Commodore
wrong.
Version of that same sample.
Oh my god!
Voice clarity, but you hear how bad this sounds? Let this set the tone for the rest of the game.
So here's the main screen. This is it. This is Ghostbusters on Nintendo. This is my wasted childhood.
Maybe I can blend the paint to make the color from the insignia.
Just look at it.
Blue.
It shits for the birds.
The light oil blue.
Okay, we
gotta
come up with a game about Ghostbusters. What can we do? How about just have the Ghostbusters logo floating around playing tag with cute little yellow ghosts? So if you like Ghostbusters, it's right up your alley. More like up your ass. Now for music, you got the Ghostbusters theme
Watch
song,
this.
Which sounds like a decent 8-bit rendition, but there's one problem. It's the only song in the whole game, and it never, ever stops. It starts playing
Maybe I can
from the
blue
first screen all the way to the end of the game.
Why can't we use this over thing?
You,
I don't,
what makes your brain go numb, and then when it gets to the end of the song, it pauses for a second, then it loops again. So you better get used to it. But let me tell you, that 1 second when the music stops, it feels so satisfying to hear dead silence, even for just one brief moment, to put your mind at peace. So, seriously, what am I doing? Why am I just a Ghostbusters logo floating around playing tag with ghosts? Well, from what I understand, the more ghosts that go into the Zool building in the center, the more the PKE energy goes up, I guess.
And what happens when it goes up all the way?
I don't know, so the Stay Puff Marshmallow Man appears or some shit like that.
Okay,
but I'm not here to try and figure out how the game works. I'm here to retell my experience as a gamer. Now, what am I trying to do? What is this white box that keeps appearing when I press the B button? Well, I'll explain later. So, here's what you're supposed to do. You need to find which buildings have ghosts in them. And they vary at any point in the game, so you need to go around the city, and when you touch certain buildings, they blink red, and that means that there's a ghost in there. You try to enter, and oops, you can't do that yet. You need to buy your proton pack and ghost traps. The Ghostbusters don't have their own equipment, so they have to go buy it from a store. So this is it. This is the ghost-busting store.
When the ghost-busting store. Where would there ever exist a store that sells equipment for catching ghosts? And if the Ghostbusters aren't inventing their own gadgets, then who the hell is?
Anyway, buy your shit, then get out. Now we can see that that weird white box shows you what equipment you have. And you can hold 4 items at a time. Go find a blinking red building, and then go in. Now you're in the Ecto-1, driving down the road. And why you still have to drive to the building is beyond me. On the map screen, it looks like you're right there. And when you move all around, you don't have to drive. Only when you're already at the building do you need to drive there. Well, every other car in the city
all
is out there.
Right. Though it's not exactly light royal blue, lane, at
so
least
it
it's blue.
Like the city actually has a bigger problem with drunk drivers than it does with ghosts. Oh, and guess what? When the cars hit you, who has to pay for the damage? You do. That's right. Every car that hits you takes a few $100 away. It's bullshit. So you get to the building to capture the ghosts, drop the trap, catch the ghosts with your beam, bring them to the trap, open the trap, and time it so the ghosts get dragged in by that white thing that goes up and down. So keep going around, finding buildings to go in, avoid drunken drivers, and catch more ghosts. When you catch ghosts, you get money, and you're going
right,
to
so
buy other stupid shit later. Now, there's a time limit, so when you're catching these ghosts, your goal is to catch as many of them as you
Let's
can.
Let's see.
Most of the time,
it worked.
Probably be
I made
able to
some white paint.
Them, but sometimes, they go somewhere you can't reach
the light
without
royal
buying
blue
a longer beam.
Must be somewhere
but good luck
in between.
Catching enough of them so you can afford
Maybe
a
I should
beam.
Try blending these
sometimes
two.
Sometimes they go too low. And
hey,
can't reach them there
way to
even.
Go. I did it.
Now,
light
you do,
royal blue.
Streams. This is an important safety tip thanks right. to Egon
go.
From the movie.
An important safety tip thanks to Egon from the movie.
As you know, stopping instantaneously and every molecule in your body exploding at the speed of light. Now that's epic. Now every time you catch a ghost,
light royal blue is the perfect
trap.
Color
so
for my mosaic tile. Much better.
That says you need an empty right. ghost trap. So you need to go to the Ghostbuster headquarters to empty the traps. When you get there, you may be baffled to see that the size of the car is the same size as the building. So as you're constantly running around, emptying your traps, you'll keep running out of gas. That's right, you can run out of gas in the game. How do you get gas? You need to go to the gas station. What happens if you run out of gas? Two little fuckballs get out to push the car. Do you really have to go to the gas station?
Oops.
No, you can also slam in the gas tanks on the highway. So fuck the gas station. I wish it was that easy in real life. Need gas? Just run over the gas containers. So because needing to get gas, needing to empty your ghost traps, and needing to buy stupid shit are all such a big part of the game, it would be wise from the beginning to buy a super trap as one of your first items. This trap you don't need to empty, so the regular trap is just a piece of crap. Another thing you might want to buy is the ghost vacuum. It's a vacuum that goes on the top of your car to suck ghosts in, which is a good idea to get a little extra money so you can hopefully make up
vacuum.
For some damage
yeah.
that the drunk drivers cause.
Drunk drivers.
A ghost vacuum. Does there exist any store that sells a ghost vacuum? Let's find out.
Oh my god.
Hi, do you sell vacuums?
Yeah.
I'm looking for a special kind of vacuum. It's like shaped like a funnel, sort of. It's like shaped like a funnel. Like you put it on the roof of your car.
You want a vacuum to clean your car?
No, you put it on the top of your car. Like while you're driving.
You want a vacuum to clean
No, you know, these vacuums are for catching ghosts.
he's almost cracking
these vacuums
up.
Don't exist in real life. So if you want to suck up ghosts on the roof of your car, you're going to have to do it in this game. Really hate these driving stages. Naturally, you want to speed up to get them over with.
Oh my God.
But when you speed up, your car goes to the top of the screen and you can't see what's coming at you.
Okay, I think there's going to be some stuff happening now that we're solving a puzzle. So here we go. Let's put this tile and complete the mosaic pattern puzzle thing.
It matches perfectly.
Yay.
The mosaic is now complete.
Yay!
Hey, what kind of a sound was that? I think it came from the door back there. Another secret mechanism?
Ah. So the door next to the throne room has opened up. Or the door next to the throne, rather. Oh, that's not good. It looks like a torture room. I see a skeleton in a cage and a nice, clean, empty cage that could fit a small clown. I don't know about this. Whoops. What is that?
That didn't sound good.
There's a brassiere. Not that kind of brassiere. The kind you put fire in.
I was going to say, I think we need some clarification here. Just to be sure.
Ah. Bone hand.
Pretty spooky.
Actually, at least give us
this
some
fellow
music,
has
it's
been
kinda
locked up for quite some time, it seems.
Ooh. We need something spooky.
Spooky, huh?
Yeah.
Spooky. Oh, I know. I think I have it.
The cage is open, but still not very inviting.
Nope.
A brassiere, so that you're not cold while torturing.
Found it.
That looks far from comfortable.
Oops.
Looks like something was once attached here. A third cage or something.
Ooh. Was this the piece that got that really weird review that the guy thought it was you were trying to be a saxophone?
Yes.
That doesn't sound like no saxophone to me.
I know. It sounds like a carefully constructed, semi-creepy brass section.
Oh my, I'm sorry. I know I wanted a hand, but...
A bone stump.
Ouch. Heck, I can't get the nails off without a proper tool.
How about some pliers?
Let's extract some teeth from this patient's jaws.
Has he got a smile on his face when he said that?
No, he was facing the other way. I don't know.
It sounded like he had a smile on his face when he said that.
I already destroyed that. Good job, Sedwick. He already gave me a hand in a more literal way than I care for.
Can we take this hook?
Both cages are hanging from the chain. I'm not strong enough to drag them up. I can't hang those there. There are no grommets and no loops. That'd be a waste of time. The cage is already open. I guess he's suffered enough already.
I tried to use this. We have a saw. I tried to use the saw on the two cages.
Funny.
Let's see. I took some nails from the bed of nails.
That looks far from comfortable.
We also took the hand off of there. And there's the skeleton in this cage shaped like a sphere. And then there's a a cage shaped like a column that's empty. let's see.
I've actually got another remix of this song done from Overclocked Remix. Oh, hello, Heater. You know what? I think I'll actually turn it off. It's warm enough in here now.
I guess he suffered enough already.
What?
I guess he...
Okay, then. Why?
I'd rather not.
That doesn't seem to work.
I have a kind of sickle. And I've got nails, but I don't have a hammer.
Don't have a hammer, huh?
There's an olive twig protruding through the grate. At least something's alive around here. Not a chance. I can't reach them from here. I can't.
Let's see, I think if I go outside. No. Because I can't get over there. I'm trying to figure out. How about if I try this?
This has nothing to do with anything, but I always thought this was a funny clip.
Here, it's a replacement for you.
Oh, yeah.
What? No, thank you. You don't happen to be resentful, do you?
Yeah. That suits.
Oh, man. Him and I have to get together for more shenanigans.
Yes.
That was great. The funniest part to me is when Andre goes, ah!
Another funny part, for me at least, was the bit when you were trying to read the specs and then you go, oh shit, there's a bug on the table.
What? I don't even remember this. Specs? That's funny.
Do I have to go find it now? I think I do.
Here, let's listen to more. Oh, you've already found it. Okay.
Wild Split. Amplify your sound with Korg's AI2 synthesis system. The Korg X5DR employs Korg's AI2 synthesis system for all digital processing, from the tone generator with its 8 megabyte capacity to the filters, amplifier, and effect units. All audio is handled in the digital domain, which ensures the highest quality sound with absolutely no signal loss or deterioration in audio quality. Based on state-of-the-art PCM technology, the AI2 synthesis system is technology developed by Korg to capture the true essence of acoustic sound for use in a tone generator. Since its introduction in the Korg's... Oh shit, there's a bug on the table.
That was great.
The Korg's O1W series, X2, X3, X5, and IO2 IC.
Just the way you said that was very funny.
The AI system has received unqualified praise from musicians and artists throughout the world. With the X5DR, you will enjoy a richness and variety of sound.
That is a nice patch he's got, though.
That meets or exceeds the quality of audio CDs.
Shall I hide you in here until the world has ended? No. Ah, Spot. You really are a brave caterpillar.
Here's something that was rather funny at the time.
Oh. Ah, yes.
Cars on MT32.
Where the hell? But we don't have this. I don't know what they're talking about. What am I missing here?
What's he looking for?
I think I need a way to attach something to this hook, and I can put Fat Spot in it to raise one of the cages. But I don't know what.
Yeah, what is this file? I you told me, but I forget what it is.
That's a sample.
Isn't that the...
from the Devildom patch on the D50. If you play it at octave 8.
Well, that's just a FLAC file you ended. I think it was you were playing with that a Wave Studio or something at the same.
Yeah.
This was nice too.
There were two versions of this.
That's right, I remember that. Wow. Why is my mic all like thumpy today? That's weird.
I don't know.
I don't like it.
It's unpleasant.
I have turned off the bass roll off. I mean, turned it on.
There's gotta be... Maybe... Right, obviously I gotta look around for something that I've missed. Some item that I gotta find. Let's see if we look outside. Aha! Success. I found pants!
Pantaloons!
Heh. Yes, this track was during the Great Wave Blaster debate.
Ah, yes. That was very amusing.
Wasn't it? Alright, so now...
That sounded successful.
Didn't really accomplish much. So, I don't know what I had just done. What was the purpose of what I just did?
I don't know why, but I got your stuff from Andre, and he has you must have sent him an SPC file at some point. This thing.
I like my version better.
Yes, it is fun. The old show intro.
And now?
There.
Aha! Success! Ironically, just as the whip sound happened, I cut off the olive branch. Oh.
That's funny.
Alright, so now we've got olives.
Olives, huh?
Hmm. Yeah.
I'd better leave it where it is. It does its job and does it well.
The pants on the hook. That's funny.
His pants would save the world.
Yeah. So I think we ought to go back to that that lab with the paint and the there was like the crazy pipe machine that does something.
Where does the whip noise come from?
I don't even remember. I don't know. I found it somewhere.
Wherever it comes from, it's funny.
Yeah. Alright, so now I'm back in this... I'm just going to call it the lab where the paint blender is and the pipe maze.
Ah, fun things.
So I think what we've got to do... I have an idea. Let's see, if I put these
olives...
Yes,
that could work.
Put the olives in here and get fire spot.
Here we go.
Under this thing.
There, I distilled my own olive oil. The only question is, how can I reach up there? Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Olive oil.
Yes.
My distilled olive oil is finished, but how can I reach it?
How indeed.
Fat spot, pull it down.
Yeah.
That banjo reminds me of Monkey Island now.
Really?
Oh dear, that won't work, as bad as I am at it, but unless I have a better idea, what the heck.
And of course, there's always this classic.
There we go.
How about that? I think I'm getting the hang of it.
So, hey, it's clown music.
I threw 5 spots at the flask. So now it's outside somewhere, presumably. Is it over here?
That?
I don't know where it could have ended up. That's the only problem here. Or unless it fell on the ground and I didn't notice. Oh, no.
Hey!
It broke.
Those are shards of glass from my olive oil distillate. Oh, no. The cow ate it all. What am I supposed to do now?
Oh.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Okay. Use empty bucket with cow.
The idea is somewhat absurd, but as long as I don't have any other... how about that?
That was rather disturbing.
A bucket full of oil.
I think I've really earned that. Hand-picked, hand-distilled, and hand-milked. There aren't many occasions when you can say something like that for yourself.
Oh my gosh.
Yep, that was quite disturbing.
Alright. I think we gotta go back to the dungeon? Let's see. Let's put spot in this brazier. Oh, I see.
Boom!
Blazing coal. Alright, that didn't quite work how I wanted. What if I put him on it?
Good job, Spot. Good job. Good job, Spot.
And that doesn't seem to work. I've taken the blazing coal. Uh, What now? What happened to the blazing coal that I had? It's not in my inventory.
Uh-oh.
Oh, I see. I think I just pushed it. It's behind this torture rack. How does this help me?
That looks far from comfortable.
Well. I do have a saw. Aha!
Great. Now I have a rack with a hatch and strained muscles.
I got an idea.
That could actually work. Maybe I can extract a whispering stone from him that way.
I put flat spot on there, so now I can see where it is. Oh my god, we nailed spot to the torture rack. As flat spot.
Ow.
I can see the stone in him.
He seems to enjoy it.
Wow.
Let's see.
Now look at that. The pliers fit perfectly in its hand. Haven't I already broken enough? No. The crank seems to be meant for a different purpose. Possibly. And I hope I don't go out on a limb with this conjecture. It's for cranking. I could reach far enough into Spot's stomach with that, but how would I manipulate the pliers then?
Okay. I think I'm missing another item. Cause the bucket full of oil, the empty flask, the crowbar, the crank, and the pliers with bone hand. That's all I've got.
Do we need a reach extender?
Something like that, I guess. The phone is ringing. So this must be somewhere else. And apparently, Spot is following us automatically. He's apparently denailed himself.
Cute.
Like, automatically. Interesting. There's nothing in here. I don't see anything in here. What the hell?
What is that?
Ah, pixel hunting. I thought that was a crack in the ground, not a piece of rope.
Okay, then.
All right, back to the torture chamber, Spot. Let's rack him up again.
That could actually work. Maybe I can extract a whip. I'll tie the rope to the pliers. That way, I can use the bone hand as an extension and manipulate the pliers from afar.
Tether with bone hand pliers.
Well then, brace yourself and go. It's gonna hurt me more than you, buddy. Well, not in a literal sense, of course. How about that? The Whispering Stone. Finally, I've got it back.
Okay. I do believe we can go up to that machine now. And give it oil.
What are you doing there?
What does it look like? I'm putting oil into the grease tube.
What? Without a funnel? You'll spill it all.
Come off it.
The planetary system is a highly sophisticated mechanism. It has to be handled with maximum care.
All right, if you think so, a funnel.
If you please.
Damn it.
That guy sounds like that Reuben guy, the one that didn't want to be awakened.
I don't recall this at all. To me, he sounds like the Rocks.
Yes, them too. I'm thinking Reuben was also one of the same voices as a point of interest. The drums in this thing amuse me, by the way. Customized drum kit. Yay.
Yeah. Okay, let's try this. Oh, that's right. Remember, this astronomer guy, he has a freaking, like, funnel for his ear. We'll have to get him wrong.
Listen here.
Stop that! That's horrible!
He dropped it when I scratched the nail on
nice
the chalkboard.
Nice ear trumpet.
Yes, isn't it? It took me all afternoon to construct it, and then I found out it was only because my bookshelf wasn't such a mess. Well, be that as it may, I'm sure I can come up with a different use for it. Maybe a hat. Or a coffee filter.
Well, I can make good use of the ear trumpet.
Can you? Eureka! So the effort wasn't for nothing after all. You can't possibly imagine how much savvy has gone into the optimal curvature. Not to mention the earwax. Here, you can have it.
Yuck.
Yeah, my thoughts too.
Yeah. Alright, I successfully have acquired a funnel. Let's put the funnel in the grease tube. Then the only thing left is, I think, to fill this thing with water and attach the Whispering Stone.
Oops, that's a bit loud.
There! I have lubricated the planetary system.
Excellent! Now all we need is the Whispering Stone and the crank handle.
Okay. Whispering Stone.
There, I've attached the Whispering Stone.
Excellent. How did you get hold of it?
You don't really want to know.
In that case, I didn't ask. Please make sure the planets are aligned in the correct order.
Sure thing.
Okay.
Squeak, squeak.
Yeah.
I'd rather not. If I jam the crank between the cogwheels, I might break the whole thing.
Well, where the hell does the crank go?
I won't throw that away. Besides.
Ugh. Alright, Alright, I guess I have to arrange these the planets now. God. It is giving me tremendous interface problems. Oh God! Just let me... I can't put this stupid thing in. Here we go.
That doesn't work yet. The planet stones aren't in the correct order.
Are you kidding me? So it can't just stay in there? Well. Alright, so what is the correct order?
Oh no.
Let's see if we can find out.
Here's a volume about astronomy. Let's see. Bernicus is bigger than Frobble, but smaller than Avrius. The planet in the middle is called Ponytooth. It's the biggest of the five planets. Looking from the sun, the planets keep getting bigger and smaller again after Ponytooth. Silentia is the second planet in the system, but it's not the second smallest. Frobble is often shaded by the second largest planet, which is one position nearer to the sun. Uh-huh.
Yikes.
Seriously?
Logic puzzle.
Okay. Well, luckily I have some notes and screenshots from earlier. Because the blackboard...
Ah.
What the hell is that?
A thing Alex wrote. It's very, very weird.
It doesn't sound, fitting.
No, we don't want Thursday.
But I think I got the right order, if my notes were correct.
Ah, this is a good thing.
Let's try it. Alright. Cutscene. Aha! The door is open.
Eureka! You did it! Incredible! They said only the king would be able to do that.
Well, there's more to me than meets the eye.
In any case, you are a remarkable young man. Now, you just have to take the water of life to the king.
You're kidding.
No time for complaints. Hurry up. It's almost done.
All right. Ah! Spot just fainted or collapsed or something. Why? He's electrocuted. What is happening? He's spinning around and flying in the air. Ah! What did he turn into?
Wow, it doesn't sound
good. A cocoon? Spot's cocoon.
Spot! Oh, Spot, whatever happened to you? Spot can't help me anymore. Spot.
Spot is a caterpillar, is he not?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Alright, well, I guess we can go into the king's room? Is that where this is? Let's see. Going over
stop,
there now.
Stop! Stop!
Oh,
what
shut up.
What are you doing now? Take the water of life to the king. Hurry up! It's almost done!
Okay, empty flask with flowing fountain. I get it. He's walking back over there.
Oh no! I knew it! It begins!
Spot's caterpillar fell in the fountain. I mean, Spot's cocoon.
What is that?
What the hell is that thing?
Worlds collide!
Ah! It's the blue face thing.
Yes! The time has come!
Uh-oh.
This world will come to an end!
No, it can't be. I didn't do anything wrong.
Ah! Sadwick! You did what you had to do. You have initiated the end. Finally, your destiny is fulfilled.
That's not fair. I did everything right.
You foolish, unlucky fellow. The thing is right. I knew it was a mistake to let you mess with a planetary system.
But...
Don't you just stand there! Do something! Otherwise, all will be lost! Stop! 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 What are you doing now? Take the water. Hurry up!
That's what I'm trying to do, you annoying asshole. Flask full of water from the well. What do they want from me? I don't get it. What? Is it not this doorway? Let's see. Maybe this?
That's not necessary. The planetary system is already moving.
Okay. Well, this is irritating.
My worst nightmare has come true. I said that before, but now it actually makes sense.
Ugh. Let's try something else. Use crowbar with cogwheels to stop the thingamajig. Let's see.
I have to stop this thing somehow. Maybe I can stop it by jamming something in between. No, I can't do it. I'd need a better tool.
Okay, the crank.
You want destiny? I'll give you destiny.
Whoa.
Ha! Ha ha!
What did we do?
Sadwick! What have you done?
The blue
Why?
Mouse thing.
I stopped it, didn't I? What? What was that? What's happening here?
You unfortunate fool!
Why? What's going on? And what happened to the light?
You stopped the planetary system! The time... stand still.
Is that a bad thing?
You have no idea.
Okay. So, the talking head thing from Sadwick's nightmare is like frozen inside the planetary sphere thing. And everything's like turned dark. And the fountain is like water has turned black.
Heavens, my nightmare has come true. But I managed to stop him, didn't I?
All right, I guess we can leave. what's this? So it's showing, Oh no, it's these guys.
Ah, Corona, the magnificent castle of His Majesty. And there's not one soul there to stop us. All stand still. Ah, there's nothing better than the taste of stale air. Come with me, Gorny. I want to claim my throne. There really isn't a soul here anymore. The entourage of the king seems to have abandoned this place a long time ago.
There has to be somebody here.
Well spotted, Gorny. Time is standing still already. The fabric of space and time has been stopped.
Yes, but what does that mean in respect to our plan?
What does that mean? That means... somebody was stupid enough to do our job.
Uh-oh.
Hey! You! Stop right there.
Uh-oh.
Isn't that the Snoop again? That clown? The little man has a refreshing touch of rebelliousness to him. I begin to like him. Come on, Gorny, get him. Throw him into the dungeon. And while you're at it, go look out for other troublemakers as well.
Aye, aye, aye.
What a mess.
Well,
can it get even worse?
It's Bobby the Messenger.
Hey, Bobby, you here?
Oh, Sadwick, you can't imagine what they've done to me.
They took away your favorite pillow.
Very funny. You'll soon find out that this is no laughing matter. You can't mess with the Asgill. I always thought I'd die the hero's way. Like a real Chasky, starving to death, sitting in a tree while wolves wait at the bottom. But in this dismal hole, where is my dignity?
You really are a shishy.
So why shouldn't I moan? The Asgill have won. The era of the Chasky is over. For good.
Wouldn't that be nice?
What use is speed when time itself ceases to exist? What's the point of a good sense of orientation if all the world lies in ruins? All is lost.
Oh my gosh. Are you still there?
I'm here.
Oh, okay.
We have to get out of here.
Out of here? Have you looked outside lately? You'll have to accept it. There's no place we could go. Everything is lost now.
Pull yourself together, will you?
Give me one good reason.
Let's see. Our prospects might be bleak, but life goes on. I'm sure somebody will save us. I'll get us out of here. At least we're still alive. You're right. Everything is lost.
I'll get us out of here.
You? Ha ha! That's hilarious.
It wouldn't be the first time I escaped the Asgill.
And how on earth will you manage that? Will you turn somersaults? Or throw cream pies?
You're right. Everything is lost.
Yes, but... but why? Why me? I'm still so young.
Oh, my God.
Oh, dear. Oh, forget it. I'm in no mood for letting you drag me down any further.
And that coming from you. You were the one who dragged us all down.
What?
Yes, exactly. All this is your fault.
That's not true.
Of course it's true. You thought you can handle everything, didn't you? You thought the world would fall apart if you didn't take action. Have a good look around. You've made the world what it is now.
Aw, shut up.
Ha-ha, yeah.
Not a chance. I can't reach them from here.
Ugh, there's pebbles on the windowsill, but...
I can't...
There's a big giant hole over the cage that Bobby is in that just goes to nothing. Like, because we're high up, remember?
Hey, hello. What's going on here? What do you want, you snip?
Let's see. I want to talk to Laco. When do we eat around here? I want a different cell. Have you seen Spot anywhere? What do you want to do with us?
I want a different cell.
Why so?
It's the guy in the cage next to mine. I can't stand his wailing.
Hey, what's that supposed to mean?
Yuck! Yes! The little toad is insufferable.
Insufferable? I beg your pardon?
It whines and whines.
Please, I can't stand it anymore. You are aware that I can hear you, aren't you? There, he did it again.
All right, I will adjust your cages. That way, you won't be hanging so close as to each other. Hopefully, the whining will then come to an end.
Aha! So he raised our cage. Maybe I can reach these pebbles. Aha! Success! Now that I have stone pebbles, I can throw them at Bobby!
Hey, stop that!
And what if I don't?
Hey! Stop! Hello! God! I'm being bombarded with pebbles! Make him stop!
You two are really annoying. Obviously, it was not a good idea to readjust the cages. I will reestablish the former position. And don't you dare make a noise then.
Well, I picked up another... What is it?
There doesn't seem to be much in this hole besides pebbles. Spud would have loved this.
I guess we've got some sort of stone or something. Do we still have pebbles, I mean?
I don't know.
Let's see what happens when I block that pulley.
Let's throw some stuff at Bobby again.
Hey! Stop that! God! He started throwing pebbles again!
I'll readjust the cages one more time! And don't you dare make a noise then. What is this? Something seems to be blocking.
Well, looks like we've escaped.
Ouch. Where am I? Heavens, the whole world is broken.
Oh, look.
Heavens.
Nothingness.
What in the name of God have I done?
Hey, it's Spot's cocoon.
Spot. Oh, Spot. Whatever happened to you? At least you haven't fallen into nothingness. I'll find a way to cure you somehow. Then we'll stay together forever, okay?
Flask.
The water of life. It must have fallen into the well when the blue sphere appeared.
That might be useful.
Oh, I guess we'll use it on Spot.
Never. It was the so-called water of life that turned him into what he is now. Oh, Spot.
Okay.
Why do you always have to be so greedy?
Okay.
Oh, I'm going to need that to heal the king.
Okay, I'm back up here. Okay, I see. I guess we just climbed all the way back up this chain and escaped our cell. And we're back in this room. Hey, there's a crowbar.
I can do very well without him.
Let's go over here.
Locked. As I expected. Hey, hello.
What is it now?
I want to talk to Luco.
Luco is the king now. He is busy with ruling.
Then you'll have to grant me an audience.
He has to. Does he? I suspect he'll see that differently.
I'd like to hear that from him.
You are a brave little snip. What is it that you want from him anyway?
I want to complain. I want to fight him. I want to gain his confidence by fraud and save the real king afterwards. Actually, I don't want anything from him. I want to make a proposition.
I want to gain his confidence by fraud and save the real king afterwards.
Shall I perhaps get you a sword, too?
Perhaps, yes.
Oh, you're being serious.
I want to make a proposition.
A proposition? Why should he be interested?
Because he's a greedy despot, that's why.
Yes, I won't argue with that. Wait a second. I'll have to unlock the door first.
So, you want to make a proposition? I'm very curious, little man. Speak out.
I want to offer my services as a warrior. I want to offer my services as a Chasqui. I have experience as a gardener, advisor, and laundry boy. I want to offer my services as a clown. May I go, please? I won't make any trouble. May I ask a question? There's nothing I have to offer.
I have experience as being the laundry advisor in...
I have experience as a gardener, advisor, and laundry boy.
Was that supposed to be a joke? Gorny, why are you wasting my time with this annoying worm?
I'm sorry, boss. I thought he might be useful.
Useful? For what?
We could make a book stand from his skull.
I like the idea. Bravo, Gorny.
Right. Great. But I have an even better idea.
Now, I'm really curious.
I want to offer my services as a clown.
Do I look like I enjoy a good laugh?
Not really, but I'd like to point out that eternity can be a very long time without any kind of entertainment.
You're right on that point. All right, you may try.
I can burp the alphabet.
That doesn't sound very impressive, but why don't you try your luck anyway?
This is ridiculous.
Are we spelling his name?
Perhaps.
X. Just a second. Hey, that was my name, wasn't it? I am really touched. Sadwick, you are one of us from now on.
Wow.
You'll be my personal jester through all eternity.
Hooray. Oh, dear. What did I do?
I guess we're free to go. What is this thing? Flying monster.
What a terrible creature. Let's hope I won't have to ride it. There are bombs in the saddlebags. I bet they'll come in handy.
What are you up to there? Stay away from the flying monsters.
All right.
Stop! Where do you think you're going?
I thought I'd go have a look if things still are nice and immobile up there.
Denied. I won't have anybody near the old king. I want to deal with him personally.
I wonder what all these horses are for. Luko seems to have connected himself to them.
Huh. Let's use crowbar with
horses. Hey, Luko!
Oh, what's up?
You want to stop the universal course of things? Then try to stop this.
Stop! What are you doing? No!
Oh, let's get out of here, fast!
You idiotic fool! Come back here!
So they covered him in tar, which is, I guess, what the black stuff is.
Sadly, okay, you have freed yourself?
You mean I did something right for once? Why, that's impossible.
Let it rest and help me. Please, the Asgill weren't exactly considerate with me. The bonds are beginning to cut into my skin, and my behind has been itching for ages.
Let's see what we can do here.
Hey! What are you doing there? That's a highly sensitive gadget.
What?
That was rather unnecessary.
We got a glass shard from the lens of his telescope.
Wait, I'll cut your bonds.
Please be careful.
Ouch!
What? What have I done wrong now?
Oh, nothing. Only a cramp.
Now we can take this rope, I guess. What now? Let's try something.
Good idea. The oil from the grease tube should be an acceptable substitute for Grandpa's petroleum soup.
Okay. I do believe we are going to finally again perform the human cannonball act. Somehow.
Oh boy.
Because we got bombs, a rope with oil. The funnel. And I guess the broken telescope. Well, let's try it. Let's put the bombs in the telescope.
That's a good idea. It's the perfect setup for my human cannonball act. But once again, I have no fuse.
Oh, I see.
Yes, this will do perfectly as a fuse core.
I had to combine the rope with the bombs first.
Hey, looks like I've got all the components for my human cannonball act together. There, and now? My cannon is already set.
Cocoon with telescope with...
Blood. Now, Spot, I hope you can remember how the human cannonball act works. Be careful.
Okay.
A last ray of light in a world without hope. Oh, what have I done?
Okay.
Where the forest is the deepest, the chosen one will be guided by a light. The forest is not getting any deeper, and this seems to be the last light ray still existing in this dark world. I do hope that this'll work.
Sadwick, what are you doing?
You'd better take cover, old man.
Uh-huh.
I'm free again! Finally, I can complete our combined work!
The king will know how to prevent that.
You still don't understand, do you?
What? What do you mean?
Don't let him confuse you! Quick, Sadwick! Take the water of life to the king!
But...
Sadwick! What have you done?
Luko?
Will you hurry up, Sadwick? Run as fast as you can! I'll try to delay Luko!
Ah! Oh, great. Well, the bridge that leads to the king's spire has been closed. Well, there's like a big...
You are a fool, Sadwick, but I was the greater fool to have trusted you. Now the world will end, and you're the one to blame. Is this really what you wanted?
Heavens, Luko, is that you? What happened to you?
When you cut the tubes and the concentrated stagnation washed over me, I was transformed. I became stagnation itself. My martyrdom has ended. The frozen time has healed my wounds. You can't defeat me now, but you can help me stop the world one final time. I offer you eternal life as an alternative to total destruction. How can you resist such an offer?
I will stop you.
That is futile, Sadwick. Do not fight it.
There's just a rain drain.
There's Spot's cocoon down there.
Hey, that's not a stone. That's Spot.
Okay, I got an idea. Let's use the water of life on the drain and maybe it'll do something
dear.
To Spot.
Originally, I was supposed to use that to cure the king. Now I'm fresh out of ideas. Oh, what the heck? Can it get any worse?
Do it.
Uh-oh. Sadwick and the Luko sludge octopus are falling out of the... Ah! It's Spot, the butterfly.
Ah, cute.
Sadwick's crying
so
a little
bit. So he did his caterpillar lily thing.
Then he flew away.
Hello? Your Majesty? What's up now? There's nobody here. But, the king, and... What kind of a strange room is this? Everything I did just can't have been in vain. Hello? These things are strangely familiar. What kind of peculiar room is this anyway? These things are strangely familiar. What? That's quite an impressive mirror, and an impressive layer of dust. I can hardly make anything out.
Oh my god.
Grandpa's pantaloons. I've been hoping they'd turn up again.
They They tune up a lot, don't they?
Yeah. Let's use
them. I should be able to wipe the dust off with these. Here we go.
There's some strange... What's that? Something weird's going on with this mirror. Ah, he just got yanked into the mirror.
Who are you? Where am I?
Sadwick asked, looking around, unbelieving. The whole room seemed to consist of two giant mirrors facing each other.
This here is the world between the mirrors.
The boy inside the mirror answered. He paused for a peculiar moment before he continued.
And I am your reflection in the mirror.
As you may suspect, Sadwick was amazed.
My what? My reflection? Then why are you wearing such strange clothes?
The boy inside the mirror wouldn't take that insult.
Haha, look who's talking,
he countered. And in this very moment, Sadwick realized that they were indeed very similar. The boy continued.
I come from another world. It's called reality.
There, for just one moment, Sadwick was at a loss for words.
Come with me. I have to show you something.
With these words, the boy from reality led Sadwick to the second mirror. Sadwick looked through the mirror and beheld the same little boy lying in a hospital bed. He seemed to sleep very deeply, just like you. Sadwick took a closer look at the boy in the bed, and he finally realized the boy inside the mirror had been right.
Finally, Sadwick managed to turn his gaze away from the mirror. When he turned to the boy inside the mirror, he gave Sadwick an encouraging look.
We have slept long enough,
he said.
It's time to wake up. And that's really supposed to be me?
Sadwick asked, unbelievingly.
Yes,
the boy answered curtly.
Look carefully. You know that it's true.
But Sadwick didn't need to look again.
What's wrong with me?
The concern in Sadwick's question couldn't be missed.
We are lying in a really deep sleep. We have been for a very long time,
the boy inside the mirror answered.
They call it a coma. Nobody knows if it will ever wake up,
he added under his breath.
I thought I'd meet the king here.
Sadwick's voice was trembling. He couldn't disengage himself from his old world.
This world only exists in your head, Sadwick. You're the one making the decisions. Why me, of all people?
He wanted to know.
Can't somebody else do that?
The boy inside the mirror looked stern.
My whole life was just a story in a book.
Sadwick simply couldn't believe it. The boy inside the mirror, on the other hand, remained patient.
Dad is reading to us from a book. He hopes we can hear him. He hopes we'll stay conscious that way. Obviously, it wasn't all in vain. So, the blue sphere was our... Our dad. Exactly.
The boy in the nightshirt completed.
He wanted to call us back into consciousness, and now the moment has come.
Both Sadwicks tensed up imperceptibly.
Step through the mirror. You must destroy this world to switch over to reality. But what will become of Spot? Wow. Of Grandpa? Ben? Or Bobby?
Would he ever see them again? Sadwick already knew the answer.
They never really existed. For me, they did,
Sadwick protested.
Back there, that was my world. All my memories, all my friends. I can't remember any of that in front of me. I know,
the boy inside the mirror consoled.
But that's what life's all about. It's all about transformation. It's all so sudden,
Sadwick had to admit. The boy inside the mirror sighed soundlessly.
You could very well stay. The world will not be destroyed if you don't break through the mirror. Luko is right. In the world behind, you could be a king, and everything would stay the way you remember it. The decision
is yours.
Sadwick wouldn't say it aloud, but he was completely helpless.
Okay, then.
This is very neighborhood-esque. You've got that decision to make now, don't we, I guess?
Yeah. So, now, the thing that I don't know is breaking which mirror does what? Like, if I break mirror A, is that, like, I don't know which one means which decision.
You'll have to decide now.
The boy inside.
Will you break through the mirror, or will you stay in your dream world?
Sadwick stared into the mirror for a long time. Was that what his real life looked like? He sighed again. Should he really leave his old world, his family and friends behind? Sadwick sighed.
All right, so I'm going to assume breaking the mirror breaks that world. Right?
Yeah, it looks like it, doesn't it?
So which one should we break with our crowbar?
The first one that we stared into and the comment about, was that what his life really looked like? Well, no, I guess they're the same reflection, aren't they, because they're mirrors.
No, they're not.
No. Okay, well, break the one that made that comment then, I guess.
The real world?
Yeah, because you want to probably break through into that world, I'm guessing.
Or does that break it, and then the only one is the other one? I'm going to smash the mirror. Do we want to attempt to go to reality or not? Is the main question, and then I will try to decide which one I think is the correct one to break, and then we'll find out.
Yeah, I think we want to get to reality. So at least I would.
Okay, so let's try. I'm gonna smash the non-reality mirror.
Sadwick had made his choice. He wanted to go back to his old world.
All right.
What business of his was the fate of the little boy?
Did we save?
Well, nothing happened.
Huh.
Okay, let's try the other one.
With all the strength he could muster, Sadwick broke through the mirror. And in this moment, the real Sadwick opened his eyes and was awake. My boy!
The end.
Wow, that was intriguing.
Abrupt ending, but still pretty good.
Not bad. It took a while for to kind of get into it, but yeah.
Yeah.
Good story. And that was The Whispering World.
The Whispered World.
Lots of fun.
Yes. Okay. Well, the credits are rolling, so that takes care of that game.
If you want more games like this, go visit GOG.com.
Yeah. Okay.
Now, where have my pantaloons gone?
Nice.
Oh, neat. What's all this now? Looks like... I got like some sort of, oh, that's cute. That's kind of cool. It's like a thing here where it's like concept art and stuff they're showing me.
Oh, fun.
It's kind of cool. See all the different characters and stuff. That's pretty cool. All right. Quit game. Well, I guess for the remainder, we can continue to listen to some angry video game nerd.
Yes, that was funny.
Oh, let's see. I'll rewind a slight bit here. And hit play.
Yeah, I'm looking for a special kind of vacuum. It's like shaped like a funnel, sort of.
What kind of vacuum?
It's like shaped like a funnel. Like you put it on the roof of your car.
You want a vacuum to clean your car?
No, you put it on the top of your car. Like while you're driving.
What are you playing, guys?
You want a vacuum to clean?
No, these vacuums are for catching ghosts.
We're on the phone.
Well, apparently these vacuums don't exist in real life. So if you want to suck up ghosts on the roof of your car, you're going to have to do it in this game. Really hate these driving stages. Naturally, you want to speed up to get them over with. But when you speed up, your car goes to the top of the screen and you can't see.
We just finished the Whispered World, and now we're just listening to some angry video game nerd.
Assholes. So you might be wondering, is this all you do in the game? Just go from building to building, catching ghosts and dodging cars?
Yeah, I've been missing all the episodes because I've been on holiday and now my mum came back and had the work on her shoulder, so I've just sort of popped in because I'm in the middle of all my crap.
The main idea is to go into the Zool Belt, but you can't do that until the game says you can.
How it decides that? There's been no uploads in episode 86.
Maybe it has something to do with how many ghosts you catch or when the PKE energy gets to a certain number.
There's been no uploads in episode 86.
I've been busy.
For whatever reason, you're not allowed to go into the Zool Building right away. Maybe there's like an invisible barrier.
Yeah, I've been missing everything, you see.
That takes like a fucking hour to go away. Also, why is it called the Zool Building? If it's meant to be named after the main villain in the movie, it should be Gozer. Gozer had two minions, the Keymaster, also known as Vince Clortho, and the Gatekeeper, also known as Zool. So, why is the building in the game named after Zool? Who knows? So anyway, it takes forever to be allowed entry into this building, so in the meantime, you just keep catching ghosts. After doing this for so long, you start to wonder, who pays you to catch the ghosts anyway? And why are the ghosts so generic, innocent, and cute looking? They don't do anything to you, so why are you busting them? Because busting makes you feel good? Well, don't the ghosts have a right to death?
Because busting makes
obviously,
you feel good.
Obviously I'm thinking
good.
Too deep about it, but that's what happens. That's what happens when you play such a boring ass shitty game. Your mind gets delirious. I mean, right now I feel like I'm going fucking crazy. So finally, you get a message that says, enter Zool Building. But it's at the very bottom of the screen, so you need to be paying attention. Seriously, half the time I don't really notice it because I'm not looking down there. A little sound cue would have helped, you fuckers. Now you go into the building, and it's a breath of fresh air to see something different. But unlike the rest of the ghosts in the game, these ones harm you. In order to move through the stage, you have to keep tapping the A button as fast as you can. Why couldn't you just use the control pad? Now you move so slow, the ghosts are impossible to dodge, and constantly going up the stairs doesn't help either, since you're basically defenseless. You can't get away when you're on the stairs. Now when the ghosts touch you a few times, you fall, and when you fall three times, you're dead. Then the game's over, and if you want to try again, you gotta start all over from the beginning. Now, let me ask this. Why can't the Ghostbusters use their proton beams here? Well, let me answer my own question. That would mean making the game resemble a decent side-scroller shooter, and the problem there is that the game would actually be kind of good, and apparently that wasn't what they were going for. So, playing through the game a second time, just for another shot at that damn stairway, it would be wise to invest in some items to help you out. There's an anti-ghost suit that supposedly gives you maybe two extra hits from the ghosts. Then there's the ghost bait. What kind of food will ghosts eat? Then there's the sound generator, which I think slows the ghosts down, but forget about it, it's too fucking expensive. So anyway, now you know why a lot of these items are so important. You need every bit of help you can get. But you'll never have enough money to buy everything in this game, especially when you keep getting hit by the drunks and fuck, I'm out of gas. It really sucks that you need to keep refueling your car. It sucks even harder that the gas costs money too, more money than it does in real life. So you need to keep catching ghosts for money. You spend the money on the gas that you need to catch more ghosts, and it just keeps on going. It's an endless cycle. Eventually, you see the Enter Zool Building message again. But sometimes, you're not fucking ready because there's equipment that you still need to buy in order to get up the stairs. The offer to enter is only good for a short period of time. So by the time you catch enough ghosts, make enough money, and buy the gear you want, it's too late to enter the building. The only way to get that offer again is to go catch more ghosts and wait another hour or however long it takes. The only sure way to be able to go in the first time is to trade your traps, the ghost vacuum, and whatever other equipment you don't need for the stairway stage. You can only hold four items at a time anyway, so you absolutely need to trade something in. But by the time you get the message, drive to the store, trade your shit in, buy the stuff you need, and come back to the Zool building, you're too fucking late. So what do you gotta do now? Catch more fucking ghosts. So go back to the fucking store again, trade your regular stuff back, and fuck! I hate this fucking game. What were they thinking?
Well, let's try to get through this stairway and hopefully see the end of the game.
I think one of the problems is that my thumb gets tired pressing the button. So the hell with this controller. We're going turbo. I drop the damn food. Get the fucking food.
I had a controller.
Get out of my
turbo.
Way.
Yeah.
Out of my way, bitches. The ghost bait doesn't do shit. Even if you outrun the ghosts, they never leave the screen. Once you start climbing the stairs, they scroll up with you, and as soon as the ghost bait's off screen, the ghosts start chasing you again. So what's the point of dropping the ghost bait if you're not allowed to go up the stairs to get away? What am I just gonna do? Just drop the bait and stand there? Why would I do that? Oh my god, now they're right in the way. How am I gonna get up there? Oh, come on, come on. Oh, I think I can just barely do it. There we go. Boy, right in between two of them. How you like that? Oh, man. Oh, my God. Fuck. Oh, please, Game Genie, grant me three wishes. That's right, we're gonna cheat. But there's only one cheat I care about. Immunity to ghosts on the stairway. Well, at least now I can't get killed by the ghosts. But that still means that it takes all day to get up the fucking stairs.
It's in fast forward. It's
hilarious.
Even
if you did it with the control pad, it would be tedious. But the fact that you're supposed to tap the button the whole time and dodge ghosts? And I've counted. There's 22 floors. Do you think that's enough? I mean, what the fuck were they fucking thinking? This is the worst game I ever played in my life. It's worse than Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. Well, maybe not that bad. And then they run? They move like slugs the whole fucking time, but as soon as they get to the top, they run like they got propellers in their asses. Well, here's the last screen of the game, and it looks like shit. The whole layout is designed like a grid with a flat gray floor. There's no background, it's just black. The little ghosts with their tongues sticking out look like kindergarten Halloween decorations, and neither Gozer or the dogs move. Hey, I can even name the dogs. That's Vince Clortho and Zool. Zool apparently bought the building that they're standing on. Now, you know what's really shocking about this part? You're moving around, dodging projectiles, and shooting at things? Kinda like a game. Surprising, right? I mean, this is the closest moment that this piece of shit ever comes to possibly being decent. But you know what's really annoying? Every time you go anywhere near the bottom of the screen, this happens. Say hello to Mr. Stay Puft climbing the building.
The whole screen scrolls to one other side.
Every time you accidentally go down there, Stay Puft's higher up the building. I can guess that when he reaches the top, that can't be good. So let's show this prehistoric bitch how we do things downtown. Oh, I'm going to get you. Oh, you're going to get it. Come on, here we go. Oh, there you go. Yeah. All right, come on, take it, you fucking bitch. This chick is toast!
Oh!
What the fuck?
I'm trying to read what was written in the screen exactly as it's spelled. Congratulation. You have completed a great game and proved the justice of our culture. Now go and rest our heroes. He is going to comment on this now.
What? What?
listened by an angry game nerd, is it?
Oh, I guess he didn't comment on it.
Yes, that's angry game nerd.
Yeah.
It's good, he's good.
Let's see, there's a Ghostbusters follow-up and a Ghostbusters conclusion. Let's try the follow-up.
Ghostbusters on Nintendo sucks ass. But if you've seen my review of it, you already know that. So why am I reviewing it again? Because it's such an inhumane pile of shit that it deserves it. Well, this time I'm over the shock of how fucking horrible this game is, so I'm gonna be a little more constructive. Here are five things that should have been improved. Number one is gonna be a spell check. Let's play teacher and grade this piece of shit. Since it's really short, let's say 10 points off for every error out of a possible 100. So, okay, you ready? Here we go. Well, first of all, congratulations spelled wrong, but it's not even a simple typo. Two letters in two different places are wrong, which probably means they really didn't know how to spell it. So that's 20 points off for that, just because it's such an atrocious misspelling. But then why isn't it plural? You don't usually say congratulation, you say congratulations. So technically, that's nothing to do with the spelling, it's a different error altogether. So that's another 10 points for that. Then, you've completed a great game? Well, that's just simply wrong. 20 points for that statement. Even if it was a great game, it shouldn't have to announce it. So then you have a punctuation error, because the next sentence begins with end. Then you got an extra O in proved. And proved what? Proved the justice of our culture? So it's saying that you proved that our culture has justice? I don't know. Now, go and rest our heroes, instead of now go and rest, comma, our heroes, it's telling you to go rest our heroes. Okay, well, sorry to say, but we had to take off 90 points. But hey, a score of 10% means that there's still hope. But wait, is there any reason that there's one exclamation mark here and then there's three up there? That's another 10 points off for lack of consistency with a total score of 0, F minus. It should have said, congratulations, you had the patience to sit through this awful game. You proved your nerdiness. Now go fuck yourself. Now, moving on to number two. The second thing in this game that should have been improved would have been a better use of Ghostbuster characters. After all, this is a game about the Ghostbusters. It could at least acknowledge Egon, Ray, Peter, and Winston. Even the first Ninja Turtles game on Nintendo had all four of the turtles. There's supposed to be four Ghostbusters as well, but try counting them in the game. There's two who fight the ghosts, three who enter the Zool building, two who fight Gozer, and three who enter the headquarters. Now look closely at the Ghostbusters. Notice they're all white, which obviously means there's no Winston. So Ernie Hudson, maybe you're glad that you got left out of this crappy game. So, number three is going to be better graphics. The whole game is just unappealing to look at. There's so much gray in the color scheme. It's dull, depressing, and lifeless. Where's the color? Why is there so much gray? Nothing even looks like what it's supposed to be. The proton beams look like a line of diamonds. The ghosts, like I said, are generic and stereotypical, all the same, and none taken from the movie. And the Ghostbusters look like aliens. And when they get out to push the car, they definitely don't look like Ghostbusters. They don't even resemble human beings. Number four, better sound. As I've mentioned, the music is tiring to say the least. The game's Ghostbusters, but that doesn't mean we have to hear the Ghostbusters theme the whole time. A little more musical variety would have helped. Not to mention, more sound effects. And at last, number five, yet the most important thing of all that could have been improved. Better gameplay. This is seriously one of the most boring fucking games I've ever played in my life. Having to buy stuff and getting gas should not have been a part of the game whatsoever. Ghostbusters should have just involved going around blasting ghosts. But why was that so fucking hard to accomplish? Couldn't it at least have more stages? Let's count them. Ignoring the map screen or the store, there's the driving scene, the ghost busting scene, the stairwell, and Gozer. That's it. Four stages. I can count all the levels in the game on one hand. If this is supposed to be a game based on a successful movie, why can't it have more stages inspired by scenes from the movie? It sucks. Sucks just like a ghost vacuum. Well, you heard me rant about Ghostbusters and you heard me rant about it again. Well, since we're on the topic, let's check out Ghostbusters on the Atari 2600. The game starts up right away, the demo screen, so you hit game reset, and then the game begins with the store. So, you buy your shit, which is really weird looking. I don't even know what these things are that you're supposed to be buying. But just buy them, and then leave. Then leave. Leave. Fuck. You're supposed to play with the difficulty switches to leave the store, but most of the time, it doesn't work. So, reset the game, buy your shit again, then leave. Leave. There we go. It's nothing but trouble. I mean, I can't even get the picture to come in clear. Now, the first thing I notice is that there aren't any buildings. It just looks like parks. And the driving scene, your car is so big it takes up the whole screen. And it looks like there's a mangled rubber chicken on the hood. There's no other drivers on the road, so there's really no point of these driving scenes other than occasionally to suck up a ghost. The ghost catching scenes are just awkward. I mean, no matter what I do, I can't catch the ghost. It's like the game just does whatever it wants. All right, here we go. We got him. We got him. Oh, ah, fuck. All right, drop the trap. Shoot, shoot, shoot. Ah, you fuck. Ah, we got him. Move him over. Move him over. Ah, fuck. Shoot the other way. The other way. Oh, well, we got him. Well, basically, it's the same shitty Ghostbusters game, except it's Atari. So it's appropriate for its time. It was also on the Commodore 64, so at the time, this was a decent game. But on the Nintendo Entertainment System, you'd expect something better. Well, believe it or not, the Sega Master System version was superior. Let's check it out. You got a good opening screen, the music sounds a little more lively, and you got that little bouncy ball karaoke thing going on.
It's something strange! Neighborhood!
Wow. The words are on the screen with the bouncy ball.
Screen, you get to select your car. Well, why the fuck would I want those other ones? I want the Ghostbusters car, damn it. Then right away, you're buying your equipment. You got this cute little forklift thing to bring the items to your car. Then here's the map screen. And, well, what do you think? Somebody really favored Sega. Look at all the colors. The ghosts are actually animated, too. And there's people walking around. I don't exactly understand the idea of dropping poop everywhere you go. Thought the Ghostbusters are in a car, not a horse and buggy. So here's the driving scene. Definitely looks way better. I also like that no matter how fast you're going, your car stays near the bottom of the screen. The drunk drivers are also easier to avoid, and you still got that vacuum to suck up all the ghosts. Boom! Wow. Never seen a car explode just from hitting garbage. Here's the ghost catching screen. Again, way better. You actually get a variety of ghosts, too. You got the green Slimer kind, then you got those ones that look like banana peels. They really do look like banana peels, and then they turn green and form together to make Voltron. Nah, just kidding, the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man. Once again, there's only three Ghostbusters. When you get to the Zool building, you need to get past Stay Puft. You got three tries, but you gotta get at least two of your Ghostbusters past him. So that means you can only fuck up once. Fuck up twice, and you're back at the beginning of the game. It's so fucking tedious. At least the game looks nicer than the Nintendo version, but the gameplay isn't much better. Most of the time, you're just waiting for buildings to blink red, which sometimes just never happens. Come on. Do you want me to catch ghosts or not? Why am I even playing if there's nothing to do? Oh, there we go. Finally, when you get past Stay Puft, you get to the dreaded stairway scene. And what a huge improvement over the Nintendo version. The layout's a little less bland, you can move in three dimensions, and best of all, you can use your proton packs to fight the ghosts.
Wow.
These proton beams are useless. You can only shoot up. Damn.
The ghosts keep respawning in areas he can't reach faster than he can escape the area.
Wow.
Jesus. Cut me a break. The worst fucking thing is when you get hit just one time, just one fucking time, you start all over from the bottom of the fucking stairs all over again. And when all three of your Ghostbusters are dead, it's over. Sorry, but your mission has failed. The Keymaster and the Gatekeeper entered the Zool, so it's not the Zool building anymore, it's just the Zool, and caused Gorza, you mean Gozer? They should actually see the fucking movie before they make the damn game. the enemy boss to awaken and destroy the city. You cannot even set foot inside the Zool because you were unable to earn enough money to gain admittance.
What the fuck?
So it's like a museum or something? You just need to pay to get in? So all I need is enough money and I can go up a bunch of stairs to fight a Sumerian shape-shifting god. Thus, the city was completely demolished by Gorza. The game is over. Try again from the start. Oh, really? I thought I could try again from the middle. Well, Ghostbusters on Commodore and Atari, it was a nice little original game for the time. The NES version was a lame disappointment, and the Sega version improved it a little. Tune in next time, and we're going to fast forward to 1989 to 1990, and we're going to look at one more Ghostbusters game on Nintendo and one on Sega Genesis.
This is fun.
All right, so that's it for the Mini Music Adventure Show for today. Hopefully I'll have time to get to all these archives I gotta upload. So
I'll try to make it next week. I really will try to make it, but
all right.
It all depends on what happens, you know, because I'm it's crazy. Like,
all right, I gotta. So stay tuned and more things on TVRN. I don't know if Randy's around.
Will you be appearing later on?
I don't know.
Will you be appearing later on the channel?
I don't know. Probably not. I got stuff to do, like eat dinner and then go to sleep and get ready for work. My work has been really busy. Anyway, we're disconnecting. Goodbye.